From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Puerto Rico, the recovery continues. Laughter is indeed the best medicine, even amidst the wreckage of Puerto Rico, as various agencies, including the U.S. federal government, pass out relief supplies to people still struggling from the devastation of Hurricanes Irma and Maria. FEMA Acting Region Administrator John Raven.
So one of the challenges that we're having is making sure that the roads are cleared to allow the trucks to get there.
The U.S. has waived regulations limiting shipments from the mainland to Puerto Rico in the face of hurricane aftermath. Wednesday night, Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello petitioned the White House for a temporary waiver of the Jones Act.
The logistical transportation of the help that's arriving to Puerto Rico is kind of becoming a bottleneck, and what we really need are some human resources.
The Jones Act requires that all ships traveling from American coast to American coast must be U.S. ships, even if they are not the most readily available. Now, critics have said that the measure is stalling recovery efforts in Puerto Rico, whose residents need supplies as quickly as possible. Representatives from Twitter are due to speak on Thursday with members of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees in connection with the ongoing probes into Russian meddling in last year's U.S. elections. The closed-door sessions follow similar briefings earlier this month with Facebook. The committees are examining the spread of false news stories and whether anyone in the U.S. aided in targeting content to certain users. The Trump administration on Wednesday proposed admitting no more than 45,000 refugees next year as a security measure. That's the lowest number proposed since the U.S. refugee admission system was established in 1980. This is VOA News. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on Wednesday demanded the independence referendum held Monday in the autonomous northern Kurdish region be annulled, calling it unconstitutional. Final results showed nearly 93% voted yes to independence. Hindreen Mohammed, the head of the Independent High Elections and Referendum Commission, congratulated voters on the success of the process. Turnout exceeded 72%. Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani said the goal is to engage in dialogue with Baghdad on eventual secession. Turkey and Iran, which have substantial Kurdish populations, also denounced the vote. North Korea is accusing U.S. President Donald Trump of exploiting the death of college student Otto Warmbier, who died after being imprisoned and tortured by the Kim Jong-un regime. North Korea's foreign ministry called Trump an old lunatic on Thursday and accused the United States of sending Warmbier to the country on a criminal mission. Now, Otto Warmbier was imprisoned in North Korea for 18 months for attempting to steal a propaganda poster. He was returned to the United States in a coma and died in June. The UN Human Rights Office warns rival governments and armed militias in Libya are in violation of international humanitarian and human rights laws, and their abusive actions threaten the stability of the country. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, where the report is under review.
The report makes for grim reading. 6 years after former Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled, it finds armed groups, including the internationally recognized Government of National Accord and the opposition Libyan National Army and its allies, are creating havoc in the country. UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights Kate Gilmore says these armed groups are committing widespread gross violations of human rights.
The people in Libya are quite simply sick and tired of this situation. Its impact is felt daily by children, women and men across the country.
Gilmore says it is the people of Libya who are demanding decisive action to bring this dangerous situation to an end. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Human Rights Watch has accused Cameroon of forcibly deporting Nigerians who have fled Boko Haram insurgent violence. Jerry Simpson heads the group's refugee rights program.
In our report, we have found that the Cameroonian military has been aggressively intercepting and screening Nigerian asylum seekers as they reach remote border areas in Cameroon.
Cameroonian authorities have denied the allegation. A spokesman said it is based on nothing, adding that the country already hosts nearly 500,000 refugees. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.